When I was 21, me and Andrew used to have no food. I used to drive my broken Volkswagen Golf to the KFC restaurant in Dunstable, United Kingdom. And I used to sit in my car. And you couldn't ever eat anyone's leftover food if they ever had their mouth on it. But at KFC, they used to buy buckets. And I would sit and wait for people to sit outside, eat their meal, and leave the bucket on the table. And I used to go and take that bucket, 3 or 4 pieces of chicken. And I used to collect 20, 30, 40 pieces of chicken that were perfectly fine left in the buckets. And I used to go home and I used to freeze that chicken. And me and Andrew would break it up, put it in our rice, and that was our meal. That's what sustained us for that hard year, that year we had when I was 21 and you were 22. That's how broke we were. I used to scavenge chicken from KFC because I thought, fuck it, I'm not dying and I'm not losing my kickboxing fights because I don't have enough protein. What am I going to do to make it through the day? That's how broke I was. And that's a sad story if you never make it out. To me, that's a happy story. That's a story of triumph. Now it's like, hey, Andrew, it's my birthday. What are we doing? KFC? And it's a big joke. We sit there eating our KFC laughing about how we used to scavenge KFC chicken.
I believe if you had a magical time machine where you could peer into the future and you were to show a guy who was complacent, chilling, likes to play video games too much, doesn't really have an action plan, is working some job. If you were to show him himself at 50, still flipping those burgers, he'd be like, whoa, that is, I have to do something. I have to wake up. So if you're watching this podcast, this is that time machine right now. Stand yourself in front of the mirror if you are that person. Imagine yourself 30 years older. Imagine yourself fat, out of shape, bags under your eyes, wrinkles on your skin, gray hair. Imagine that man exactly where you are today. And if you don't like it, do something to change it.
How do I deal with grief is a question that I always find very complicated. So, as you know, I've had a similar situation happen in my life. What choice do you have, my friend? What do you mean? What happens if you don't deal with the grief? I don't understand. Are you going to kill yourself? Drink yourself into depression? Ruin your own life? You have no choice. You're on a train track. And you can either change the direction of the train that goes off a cliff, or you can keep it on the track. Time is going to still keep going on, and you are going to be sad. So are you going to be a sad winner, or are you going to be a sad loser? So you've labeled yourself as ADHD and said that that's the reason why you can't concentrate. I had a full medical exam 4 years ago, about 6 months after I retired the two-time European kickboxing champion. After a full sports career, I had a medical exam. And because of a medical condition, which is called, you can look this up, pectus excavatum, is where my chest goes in. My chest is indented here. I only have 85 or 90% of the cardiac output that most people have. So my heart doesn't pump 100% of the blood it should around my body. Now imagine somebody had told me that when I was 11 or 12 years old and I was a weak-minded individual. I would have got tired in my first kickboxing session. I lost my first fight. I lost my first two fights, ladies and gentlemen. After I lost my first fight, I could say, well, you know, reduced cardiac output. I haven't got the fitness for this. I quit. I didn't even know I had this condition. And for the record, and nobody knows this, Andrew is an asthmatic world champion. So don't label yourself as ADHD. I feel like these labels are enabling you to make excuses. Right. I didn't know about my slight medical condition until after my career had finished, and I used to whoop everyone's ass because I was fitter and stronger than them. Don't let ADHD be an excuse.
People think that life is a game that you can complete. People think that you get to this point and boom, okay, goals accomplished. That's not the way life works. I'm going to give it a different analogy that will maybe make people think a little bit differently. Mm. Here's how life gets completed. When you die. That's it. So we're all heading towards death. That's it. I see life very much like a train that's on a set of tracks. Now, the ride is much smoother if the train stays on the tracks. That's it. My train is perfectly on track, and I'm heading in the same direction as everybody else, but I'm comfortable. My luxurious train car, having a nice smooth ride. I want to keep my train on track. That's it.
I didn't go on vacation for 2.5 years. It was a straight money mission. And the thing is with money is once you realize you can generate these insane amounts, the hunger becomes real, and we got addicted to the money. It wasn't about the lifestyle. No one on the internet knew who I was at this point. My Instagram had about 1,000 followers. I didn't have a photographer. I wasn't trying to flex. I wasn't producing YouTube content. I wasn't doing any of that. I was just sitting there with Andrew every single day looking at our spreadsheets. Okay, how much have we made today? X thousand. Okay, that's good. Tomorrow we need to put this girl here. We need to change her set a little bit here. I don't know. Put this one in a little cute anime costume. And we just worked and worked and worked.
When people say, oh, do what you're passionate about, follow your passion. No, I would say do what you're good at, do what you're competent at, but don't necessarily, yeah, do you think Aliko Dangtoe is Nigeria's richest man? He made his money in concrete. He gives a fuck about concrete.
No,
he's a billionaire. So no, don't follow your passions. That's what I would say. Because your passion might be one of those passions that just keeps people broke.
But if you don't have the patience to put the work in to get what you want out of something, it's going to reflect negatively in every single aspect of your life, and you're doomed to be unhappy, and you are doomed to be a failure. Healthy body is a healthy mind. Get into shape. You know, try to look your best. Try to become more knowledgeable, whether that be, you know, watching YouTube videos. Just try to understand the world better. Try to understand that, you know, you can't just walk through the world as a dork, because the things you desire don't come very freely to dorks. So look at the things you want from life and look at who you are as a person and think, how can I positively change myself to get the things that I want from life?